The basilisk is found, Boris said.
No, I admit. It's still in the wild, but Mike Williams said he'd let me know if they run across it. He's cleared for OSA-3. He's our liaison in.
How many traffic cameras overlook the roundabout? Angleton asks almost casually.
Oh, I sit down hard. Oh, shit.
Shit!
I feel shaky, very shaky, guts doing the tango and icy chills running down the small of my back as I realize what he's trying to tell me without saying it out loud on the record.
That's why I sent you, he murmurs, waving Andy out of the room on some prearranged errand. A moment later, Boris follows him. You're not supposed to get yourself killed, Bob. It looks bad on your record.
Oh, shit, I repeat, needle stuck, sample echoing, as I realize how close to dying I may have been. And the crew of that chopper, and everyone else who's been there since, and...
Half an hour ago, someone vandalized the number 17 traffic camera overlooking Monk's Road, roundabout 3. Put a .223 bullet through the CCD enclosure. Drink your coffee, there's a good boy. Do try not to spill it everywhere.
One of ours. It comes out as a statement.
Of course.
Angleton taps the file sitting on the desk in front of him. I recognize it by the dog ear on the second page. I put it in my office safe only 10 minutes ago. And looks at me with those scary grey eyes of his.
So, the public at large being safe for the moment, tell me what you can deduce.
I lick my lips, which have gone as dry as old boot leather. Sometime last night, somebody let a cow into the park and used it for target practice. I don't know much about the network topology of the MK Road traffic control cams, but my possible suspects are, in order, someone with a very peculiar brain tumour, someone with a stolen stoner weapon, like the one I qualified for under Ogre Reality, or someone with access to whatever game Andy's Redshift gave birth to. And, going from the questions you're asking, if it's game Andy's Redshift, it's unauthorized. He nods very slightly. We're in deep shit then, I say brightly, and throw back the last mouthful of coffee, spoiling the effect slightly by nearly coughing my guts up immediately afterward.
Without a depth gauge, he adds dryly, and waits for my coughing fit to subside. I've sent Andrew and Mr. B down to the stacks to pull out another file for you to read. Eyes only in front of witnesses, no note-taking, escort required. While they're signing it out, I'd like you to write down in your own words everything that happened to you this morning so far. It'll go in a sealed file along with your video evidence as a deposition in case the worst happens.
Oh, shit. I'm getting tired of saying this. It's internal. He nods. CPU business? He nods again, then pushes the antique portable manual typewriter toward me.
Start typing.
Okay. I pick up 3 sheets of paper and some carbons and begin aligning their edges. Consider me typing already.